Hey, it's If You're Listening, one person's mission to force your friend to listen to all the music he avoided in high school. I'm Ramsey.
I'm Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Ramsey, we're calling in from vacation. We're so dedicated.
Here we are, scattered across the globe.
It's true.
And yet, we must reconvene. That's not how that word is pronounced.
Reconvene.
To give our listeners the content they so richly deserve.
It's true.
But we are not going to record an entire episode.
We have recorded so many episodes so that we could have accidentally 3 back-to-back weeks of vacation between the two of us. Whoopsies.
Oops. We have been recording in advance since the year 2022.
Just so we could go on vacation.
But that's our dedication.
It is.
And so for this final backlogged episode,
yes,
we have decided to open up the mighty gates,
yes,
that are closing off episodes from you, the non-Patreon subscriber, mm-hmm, and releasing into the wild a Patreon episode.
I think this is a fun one. We do these occasionally over on the Patreon. People have fun. They put their
answers,
scores,
yeah,
in the comments. It's a trivia episode.
Yeah.
It's a little music trivia.
Heather made a little game. Mm-hmm. She'll explain the rules when we get into it. We kind of make up.
I was like, right now? Oh, fuck,
no,
I forgot. Okay,
no.
Yes. Well, yeah.
I think we make up some rules along the way.
Yeah, we
do.
That sounds like us.
I invent ways to get more points.
Yep, correct.
So enjoy.
Have fun.
Little preview.
And we'll see you when we're back from vacation. Bye.
Bye. You got a bonus zone. You got a bonus zone.
That's really not where I thought you were going to go.
What did you think?
You got a bone in me?
No, I would never. That's pornographic, and I do not want to ruin Randy Newman like that.
Yikes. I hate it.
Yeah.
Rosie, would you like to tell our listeners why you're singing Toy Story?
Well... It may not seem strange to our listeners that I'm singing Toy Story.
Well, that's true.
Heather and I, this was early for me. I don't know if this was early for you. I usually sleep in a little bit on the weekends.
Yeah, it was early.
But we got up early.
We don't have children.
We don't have children.
We get to sleep in.
This podcast is our children.
Yeah.
And
it starts at 11 a.m. at the earliest.
At the earliest. but it's Sunday morning. We woke up early to watch. There's a football. First thing you need to know is they're playing a football game in
London. The National Football League.
Heard of it?
Is in England.
Our nation is under attack as other countries attempt to steal our footballs. They already have a football.
Yeah.
And it's different.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
To try and get children to be interested in football.
In the National Football League.
On Disney Plus, they were showing the football game, but with it's live from Andy's room.
From Toy Story.
As Andy imagines it, as it was explained to us.
Makes no sense, but yes, go on.
And I guess they were toys of the football team.
Yeah.
That would like beam into, basically they did like a replacement CG version of the game.
It was weird.
Yes. The technology is almost there.
Not quite though.
There were live commentators.
Yeah.
I think that we agree that the best part is that the marker for first down is
the slinky dog. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I enjoyed the halftime show from Duke Kaboom.
Uh huh.
You know what? They seemed to threaten that Emperor Zurg was going to disrupt it, and
he didn't do anything. Shit.
He just let the trick happen.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But I think the real all-star is the lady,
uh-huh,
Poppy on the side, who had to read things about Buzz being stuck in the door jam.
Yeah.
And was
very unenthused.
Clearly just reading. Yes.
Yeah. What a joy.
It was a good morning.
And Ramsey brought us bagels that were real spicy.
Oh, yeah.
That was our fault.
Yes. But they were delicious.
Yeah, my hands were covered in chili oil.
And the game was still going. We're just bored.
We give up. Also, to be fair, we want to record before the Bills play.
That is true.
Let's go.
All right.
Go Bills.
And so that's the show. Thanks for listening to our recap of
football. The Toy Story football game.
That's what you signed up for.
Yeah. I do think our listeners would like to know about the coffee I made you. This is just for the Patreon.
Specifically the vessel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, the coffee I made you is just coffee.
Yeah, Heather made me coffee. It does have a pumpkin spice Starbucks
non-dairy
creamer. Mix of almond and oat. Is that
correct?
I don't
know why.
That's strange. But it's in a mug that can only be described as hot, hot, hot.
It is pretty sexy.
imagine a beautiful woman in knee-high white boots,
uh-huh.
wearing white gloves.
Uh-huh.
Her arms are open,
yep.
Anticipating your embrace.
Yes.
Her eyes half open in the sexiest way possible.
Uh-huh,
lips
uh-huh.
slightly parted, big ol' eyelashes. Mm-hmm. Also, she's a green M&M.
Yep.
And,
because it's still the slutty M&M on this cup.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not,
it's not the woke
M&Ms. Not the one in sneakers.
Ugh. Ugh, don't even make me
gross.
Remember. I can't stop looking at this mug, Heather. Heather announced she was very excited to pick the mug.
Uh-huh. I have a lot of mugs.
And
most of them are normal.
Yeah. Let's just say she chose right.
Yeah, I did. Yep. I did.
Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Your mug is boring.
So my mug's a travel mug.
Yep.
Because I had to travel with it to urgent care this morning.
Oh, do you want to? Heather, just so you know, Heather did not break any legs.
No. I'm allergic to everything, basically. Anything that touches my skin, essentially,
mm-hmm.
I have an allergy to. That's not new. That has been, like, I'm allergic to Band-Aids, for example.
That I didn't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, no, you know what? I did know that because we talked about the weird gauze.
I have to do weird yep. gauze because I'm allergic to Band-Aids.
Right.
It's the adhesive. So I'm allergic to things that go on my skin. And I discover new ones all the time.
Yeah.
But the way I discover them is by having an allergic
skin.
Reaction. My newest one is I am allergic to gel manicures. For those of you that are not aware of what happened is they cure nail polish onto your nails with UV lights and it stays on for weeks. So I got a manicure on Friday and by the next morning, my hands were so itchy and swollen. I had to Dremel this manicure off of my nails.
Heather, it looks like she's wearing those Hulk hand gloves right now.
Yeah.
They swole up so much.
And then soak it off in acetone, which is definitely really good when you're already having an allergic reaction.
You weren't just burning the allergens off?
No, I was making them worse. and so this morning, I described it as my fingers feeling as though they were boiled hot dogs. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to urgent care and get steroids.
And here we are.
And we watched football, and now we are recording.
Yes.
So if I get very ragey, it's because I'm now on steroids. Actually, I'm not. I haven't taken them
yet. No, it's just the show.
Mm-hmm. I haven't taken them yet because they fucked up my prescription. Continue.
Heather's.
I haven't got my prescription yet. It was 2 hours ago.
So if Heather's a little ragey, it's because of the incompetency.
It's because of incompetence of CityMD.
There you go.
Actually, no, it was Dwayne Reed's fault. Anyways, we're playing a game today.
We came up with a fun idea.
Ramsey came up with the idea, but I iterated on it.
Yes.
Listeners, play along at home.
Ramsey's
competing against you today. So the way it's going to work is, in college, I used to go to a music trivia. And Ramsey had an idea of doing kind of like that. But for each other with like the playlist having a theme. And so I used to go to a trivia that actually had that. And so the way it would work is you would get 1 point for each artist you guessed, 1 point for each song name you guessed. And then let's just make it up. Let's make the theme.
100 points.
5 points. And so if you get the theme, you get 5 points. So total of 25 points possible.
I like it.
So everyone play along at home and then put your score in the
comments
on Patreon. And so Ramsey, do you have paper or something?
I have a window open.
You have a computer. Ramsey, I made this playlist for Ramsey. And so it's 10 songs and it has a theme.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so everyone is going to play along and try to guess the artist, the song title, and the theme.
Can I add an early, a potentially...
Please, we're winging this.
Game-breaking rule?
Please.
Is there, is it maybe worth 10 points if you get the theme in the first 3 questions?
Ooh, I want to think of a name for it.
The
early buzz-in rule?
Yeah,
I like it.
The smart guy bonus?
So if you get it in the first 3 songs.
Yeah,
I like that.
5 seems like too many.
5 feels like too many. I agree.
Okay.
So you can get 10 points if you get the theme in the first three songs.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Okay.
And we're going to do, I mean, if this is fun, we're going to do other versions where Ramsey gets to make a playlist for me too.
We're doing at least one more episode.
So Ramsey wants to, yeah. has an idea.
I have a good theme.
Okay. I like it.
All right.
So that's the game.
Okay. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel ready.
I think I made this, I think I made most of the songs at least somewhat gettable okay. for you and the listeners. I thought about it. I didn't make it too hard.
That's smart.
Theme-wise, I also think it's totally gettable.
The theme I have in mind will require some songs that you don't know, just okay. so you know.
Okay, that's looking
rude. I will continue to work on it.
Let's go.
Bass guitar. Mm-hmm.
This is the one I thought might be the hardest for you to get.
I do.
But we have done it on the podcast.
I have
podcast.
Heard this, yes. It does ring
so
a bell.
So that's why I was like, it's okay.
Okay. So, here's the thing.
Yeah?
Do I get unlimited guesses, or do I have to...
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. Interesting. Okay.
I think you're going to have to, like, keep notes, like, at trivia to see yeah. if you can, like, figure it out later. Ramsey's thinking.
Yeah.
What's it sound like to you?
Yeah, you just can't confirm.
No.
So my initial thought with just the instruments was that this was Green Day, like, American Idiot era.
Sounds like that, but yeah.
But it sounds more like a Rivers Cuomo, which is not helpful on the show because everything sounds like Green Day to me.
Yeah. Sounds like Rivers Cuomo to you?
Just a little bit.
No. It's not.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
I do know that.
I actually had a Weezer song on this playlist and I deleted it.
Why?
I didn't want it. It was too easy. I wanted a different, harder one. I know it when I replaced.
I'm not going to get the smart guy bonus. I'm already...
You might.
Yeah, that's true. I might be able to reverse engineer some of these.
Yeah.
I should also be listening more for a song title instead of just the artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the song title in this one?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I'm just going to write down all the lyrics. I wish I could have understood those words.
I was just going to say, I don't think you can understand this.
Okay, so the song is called Hey Mr. Bad Guy Time.
Yeah, okay. The song title was in there. Yeah. We just heard it, but I feel very confident you didn't understand it.
Oh, we're slowing it down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Whoa.
A little spooky.
I don't remember this part.
We did it. We had a guest.
Okay. Good hint. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm only giving you hints that don't actually give it away.
I'm writing with a guest. So that narrows it down to just one third of our episodes. Uh-huh. Ugh.
You don't remember this?
Wait. Oh, I might have a... No. I was going to say maybe it's Rage Against the Machine, but it's a little... I don't know.
Rage Against the Machine didn't have a guest.
Oh, thank you. Good hint. I'll knock that one up. What the fuck are you saying there?
I
know that's
really
a crucial line.
Is I... didn't think it was going to be... I was like, oh, the title's right there, but I now understand that you can't understand the title.
Come on! it's in particular, the last two syllables of that line are impenetrable.
Okay, well... okay. Well, I think your rage is going to go... I think your rage is going to go away very quickly.
Okay. Okay, we can play the next song now. I know this one. Track three.
Let's keep our listeners a minute.
Mama.
So there's some for Ramsey on here.
Okay, so potential themes from this one song.
Uh-huh.
These are all the winning songs at Eurovision. Yep. Probably not that first one.
You don't know.
That's true.
It could not have been English. That could explain your confusion.
Interesting. Okay. I feel like a solid Heather theme. That's Heather clapping, not me. I'm just nodding my head in appreciation.
Continue.
This song rules.
It's so good.
Da 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 da. And I think a good theme that Heather would do is songs that mention places in the name.
Oh, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
That is a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
But I'm basing that just on one song, so it's correct. Too early to lock that in.
Also, Ramsey and I have been playing a lot of Connections.
Yes, that was partly what inspired this for me.
So if you're not aware, Connections is one of the newer New York Times games. It's kind of like the card game Code Names.
Or I know one of our listeners likes the TV show.
Yeah, say the TV show. I already forgot the name.
Only Connect.
Oh, yeah. It is literally Only Connect, right?
It's the third round of Only Connect. Yeah.
So it is, they give you 16 words. And you have to figure out what the groups of four are to categorize them within.
But they purposely have ones that could fit into multiple categories to throw you off.
Like, here, I can just tell you what today's were because it would be very out of date. So, today, one of the groups was coffee counter items. And the words were cup, lid, stirrer, and straw. But that one fucked me up because I thought, hold on, what one did I fuck up? Or because there was also another one in a different category, stick. And so I thought maybe cup was a silly one, and I thought it could have been a stir stick.
Yep, I did that too.
Another category today was things that are red. Beets, bricks, cardinals, and poppy.
But also they had owls and moths, so I was doing winged things
at first.
Me too,
I also did winged things. Then the third category was nocturnal animals, bat, moth, owl, wolf. The last one I'm still mad about. It was blank figure, action figure, go figure, stick figure, and then ballpark figure.
Go figure? Oh, go figure.
Go figure.
I see.
Go figure.
That really changes depending on where you put the emphasis.
So we've been doing a lot of Connections, so I feel like that is in our brain a little for this episode.
Basically,
Connections is also really fun.
It's really good. I would recommend it. Heather's trying to say that we are both like at our smartest right now.
Yeah, we're pretty smart. I love to do I don't like word games, but I do all the Sudokus every day on the New York Times games too, because I feel like it'll keep me from getting Alzheimer's.
Okay.
This is song three.
I do know the artist.
Okay, great.
Okay. Heather likes this artist.
Correct. Have I played you this song ever before? I don't know. But the title isn't it.
Okay. I feel like I've heard this song.
Was it because it's the opening song of the Eras Tour?
It was not. I've not
which
seen
you're
the
know
movie yet. Yeah.
When we go to the movie. Upcoming episode.
Yes.
Ramsey's going to see the Eras movie with me.
Just get excited now.
For the content.
Heather got quiet. So I think there's a...
Sorry, I just like that part.
I can tell we're working towards a chorus.
We are.
This is the part they wouldn't play at a music trivia. Okay, I do know there's a song called Miss Americana.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say it's that.
It's also a documentary title.
Oh, yes. That's the one with your favorite clip in the whole wide world, right?
Yeah, My Roman Empire. Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff writing Getaway Car.
Heather, do you like that I know the name of the documentary? Specifically, like which one your clip comes from that you've made me watch once. I hate it.
Yeah,
I don't dislike Taylor Swift. Just annoyed that
I think it probably benefits you more in your life, the Taylor Swift facts I've given you, than the Blink-182 facts I've given you.
Yes, 182%. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
I just wish. I have family members I don't know the name of that I've seen more than once.
Yeah.
I just wish I didn't have all the members of Blink-182 taking up their spaces in my brain.
Sorry.
Heather just shrugged at me.
Sorry.
Okay.
I love this song.
An interesting thing to have yelled there. I like it.
Okay.
It feels very Japanese video game to me somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. Voted most likely to what? Can you tell me? I've already locked in my
answer. I think
it's
Run Away With You is the lyric
there. Okay. Oh, right.
Fight, win.
All right.
Go, fight, win.
All right, win? Taylor.
Get out of here.
Heather, you've heard me talk about one of my favorite shows.
Taskmaster?
Featuring, different British show. Philomena Kunk.
Yes.
There's a book that just came out where it's It's I'm listening to the audiobook, and it's basically just like an encyclopedia written by her. And it's the dumbest thing. She's just very stupid.
Okay.
And so it's just a joke delivery machine.
Yeah.
But one of the entries, I'm in A right now. Yeah. I just started it this morning. And one of the entries is for the alt-right.
Uh-huh.
And she explains that it's a pun on all right because they are not all right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just in my brain right now.
Okay, I like that.
She insists that ducks are a form of fish. But they,
I like that take.
They swim on top of the water. Yeah. If you look underneath the duck, you will see the reverse image.
Uh-huh.
It's a mirror. It's actually a mirror of the duck.
I see.
But it swims in the same direction
this
as the duck.
Sounds like a Heather take.
It does. It swims in the same direction as the duck because otherwise, if it went the opposite way, it would get mixed up with other duck reflections.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
It's track four.
I don't immediately know the name of the artist. Yes, I do. Okay.
I love this song.
I think I have this one.
I feel like you probably do.
Should I just sit on it, right?
You can say it. Like, well, no.
Yeah,
you
I don't want
to wait at least till the song is. Well, yes. No, because people might be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
like,
want
to. They might be able to go back as they learn other songs.
Yep, you're right. I feel good about a theme.
Okay.
But I don't want to lock it. I missed the bonus.
Well, you already missed it, so you might as well wait.
Yeah.
You struggled with the first
one.
One and three more than I expected.
Okay. Yeah, you thought I would figure out one.
Yeah.
Three, I think I got, but. Okay. Now I'm not sure. What year did this come out? Can you tell me?
Yeah. I'm going to guess first. I'm going to guess it came out in 1987.
I'm going to guess 1988. No. 85.
87!
Ooh.
Dead on.
Well done.
I remember because I was three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were there.
I was alive.
Yeah.
I love this song.
I wasn't listening to a lot of music at three.
Mostly like Sesame Street.
I was really into Put Down the Ducky.
I don't know what that is.
That's a Sesame Street song. It's definitely the best one. If you want to learn to play the saxophone, you got to Put Down the Ducky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow up to a previous episode.
Yes.
I have now, since we recorded the Modest Mouse episode, started watching Over the Garden Wall.
Oh, yeah.
The song Molasses and Potatoes. Banger.
Yes. I do remember that song. That is a good song. The wonderful record company Mondo has a beautiful soundtrack album for Over the Garden Wall that I have talked myself out of buying several times.
I believe the art is so cute. I described it to one of my friends as it feels like vintage Halloween decorations.
It does.
Actually, I have a print on my wall here of a cat. I feel like it's in that same kind of style. Well, except it doesn't say fuck you like this cat print does.
No. It's instead it would say something like you stink.
Yeah.
Do you love rock facts?
Rock facts? Is that about the candy?
Can be, yeah.
Or the frog named Kitty?
The frogs. Yep. Change to Wart.
Yeah, and then now it's Wart Jr. where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good. It's a good show.
It's a great show. I really like it.
It's on Hulu?
Yeah.
Watch it, everybody.
Of course.
It's also, like, contained. And it's, I think, 10, 15-minute episodes. You can watch it in a day if you really wanted to.
Yeah. It's nice. It's so short.
When do you think you first heard this song, Heather? Heather's eyes opened as wide as saucers when I asked that question.
I'm going to the Wikipedia for this song because I'm curious what soundtracks it's on.
Mm. Is it in a mannequin? It feels like it could be in a mannequin movie.
Oh, it's in Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. That actually could be a pretty early one for me. I don't know. I mean, definitely the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom...
Probably just on 80s radio.
Yeah. Ooh. Sounded like Sound of Silence for a second.
Tricked you.
Yeah.
I knew you'd be tricked for just a second with that.
Okay. Which name do you want for this
Either's
guy?
Fine.
Okay.
I will accept either.
Ooh, this throws off my thing, but I'm seeing perhaps another theme. But no, that confuses that.
Oh, I got it.
But now I got to rethink a title.
Okay.
Okay. All right, five in. That's a good time to get the theme.
Yeah, Spotify has both names.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For this artist.
This is on the Rushmore soundtrack, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is it this song? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm. When I decided to use this one, I was like, it's in a soundtrack. Ramsey knows for sure. I Rushmore feels right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Certainly somewhat. Oh yeah, it's Rushmore.
Have you watched any of the new Wes Anderson shorts on Netflix?
I didn't know.
Oh, there he did four.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Here Comes My Baby is on the Rushmore soundtrack. But whatever.
Is this just in the Dead Kid? What is it called? Harold and Maude.
This is also okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. There's just multiple songs by
good.
This artist.
Good. Good.
As well as Mark Mothersbaugh, obviously.
Heard of him?
Yeah.
He did four Roald Dahl short story adaptations.
Oh right. Which ones did he do?
The Something World of Henry Sugar.
Okay.
The Swan.
Okay.
Poison, and The Rat Catcher. I think I know what. Yes. Okay. With the theme, I do know it. Okay. Okay. What the fuck was that first song? And what is the Taylor Swift song called now? Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
I can also do replays at the end, like a normal trivia.
Might need to hear a few seconds.
Yep.
This is... Like, I want to say 2 summers ago, this was a big song.
Yes.
Which is pointing out to me something I didn't realize, that this artist, whose name I won't mention, has had the song of the summer.
Yeah.
A couple summers.
It's true.
Now I'm wondering, am I speaking out of turn calling that other song the song of the summer? But I can't think of anything that would beat it. I'm talking about this previous summer.
Yeah. That song was huge this past summer.
Yeah. And also, he was dominating the news cycle.
Yeah, he's been all over. He's been very popular for the last several years. I feel like he was kind of peaking while Taylor Swift was in the shadows, and now Taylor Swift is
laying in wait.
Yeah, waiting for him to finish his press cycle.
I'm not looking for a hint. This is not me. My glasses are off. I can't even see if you react. Yeah. But him spitting on Chris Pine could also fit into this theme. Love this song.
It's not my favorite of his songs.
I think I get distracted about, am I supposed to be putting sugar onto the watermelon? It's already pretty sweet. Or are we just referring to the natural sugar that occurs within watermelon?
Ramsey, I think it's a euphemism.
For what? What? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm pretty sure it's about oral sex.
What? I don't think so.
Told by the internet.
No, that's somebody playing a prank on you.
Pranking me.
No, this is about eating fruit in the summer.
I love watermelon. Also, I want to put sugar on watermelon. I like to put salt on watermelon.
Mm.
Brings out the natural sugars in the watermelon. Delicious.
On another podcast I listened to called Three Bean Salad, one of the hosts was describing barbecuing watermelon with goat cheese on top and balsamic vinegar.
I like that in a salad. I don't need it barbecued, though, because I don't like the flavor of charred things.
I've never had barbecued watermelon. I would try it.
I've had grilled watermelon. It's fine.
Track 7.
This is track 7. This one I put on here because...
Fake postal service?
Because I know your wife likes it, and so I know you've
heard
it.
Yeah, I do. It's ringing a bell. It's like back of my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're...
Yeah, seconds in.
Yes.
I think that's on mic. Heather's taking a sip from her straw.
Sorry.
Okay, I know the artist. somehow. Never listen to this person on my own.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting.
Very popular artist that I exclusively knew know from it being played in the bathroom mm-hmm. while my wife is showering.
Yep.
Not sure why I know. I'm very confident that I know exactly who this is. Don't know why.
Has also, I want to give you one reason you also might, is they have been covered and maybe even on The Watch.
Oh, interesting. Now I'm less confident that I know who this is. But
no, I think you probably do.
Okay.
I think you do, but we'll see. We'll find out.
You're going to look and I wrote ABBA.
What the fuck?
I believe this person announced a retirement and then came back anyway.
I don't know. Now I don't know if you know.
Yeah, now I'm not sure. Interesting. Yeah, because I feel like the person I'm thinking of is slightly too big for The Watch, but they get big names every once in a while.
That's true. Yeah, I think you don't know who this is.
Interesting.
Because I don't think this person is too big.
I was pretty confident. I don't know if you heard that confidence in my voice.
I did.
Still waiting for a title.
Let's see if you missed the title.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
Listener, do you have the theme yet?
They don't.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh, I didn't hear them. Can you tell me the theme? Okay, I heard the title.
Great.
Once again, I could not hear all the words.
We're not even recording remotely now, so it's just, this isn't even Zoom's fault.
No, these modern singers need to enunciate. Mm-hmm. Bing Crosby, Fred Sinatra. How did that happen?
Franklin.
Sinatra. Frederick Sinatra.
Frederick Durst.
Frederick Durst.
Sorry, just my brain went there. My brain went there.
Frederick is just a fun name.
It's a good name.
I like the bass in this.
Yeah, I love the song. Our friend, who was over watching football with us earlier, mm-hmm. is looking... Enemy of the show. Is looking to adopt cats, and she sent me a picture of a cat, and I immediately named it. And she said, did you name this cat that I don't even own you? I said, yeah, I'll name any animal. And I really think that I should get a job, as a volunteer job, mm-hmm. at animal shelters naming their animals, because I think animal shelters do a bad job of it. Like... what was my example to her? I said, if I had named a dog Seth Cohen, I think that dog would get adopted so fast, but I can't just give, like, it has to match.
Yeah.
Like, I know what Seth Cohen the dog looks like in my head.
Right.
It's because the cat she showed me, his name was Marvin. Like, that's what I named him. His name was something stupid, like Sparkle or something.
Eden?
Yeah, but it's also, that cat's not Eden.
No.
Marvin, but then she said I had to be Steven Spielberg themed, and I said Hooper because I think
that's a great choice.
It's
Hooper's a good Hooper. A great pet name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to.
Track 8.
I already got it.
Duh.
I wish you had done the definitive version about our queen.
Oh.
Our real queen.
To be honest, I just kind of clicked. I did think later I was like, which version did it? And I was like, who cares? It's fine.
I can say this. I did the Princess Di version at karaoke once. That's a fun thing to do. What about naming a cat the Kittner Boy?
The what?
The Kittner Boy honor of the little boy who was killed by the shark. Oh, remember the mom that
I
slaps
like that.
Brody?
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I just think if animals had snazzier names, it'd get them more press. I understand this is a quantity business, but I think that my idea would help them.
Yeah, honestly, you just need to give them 100 names and they can cycle through them.
No.
Yeah,
No, because I have to look at the animal.
Oh, I see.
It has to match.
I'm not trying to get you to lose your job. I'm sorry.
But it's a volunteer job,
yeah.
For the record. I'm not trying to make money on this endeavor. I just think animals should have funny names.
Mayor Larry Vaughn. Yeah,
exactly. That is fucking hilarious.
And we're still keeping with the Spielberg theme.
It doesn't have to be Spielberg theme.
Oscar Schindler.
No. Like, you know how, I mean, most of our listeners probably know how I want a dog named President Josiah Jed Bartlett, yes, for the West Wing. That's a hilarious name.
Yeah, it's a perfect name.
It doesn't all have to be pop culture. Like, just like, if there's a dog named Bob, it better look like a Bob, though. But, like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Great.
Ideally, it has a Bob haircut.
Yeah. Think about, a dog named Dorothy. Like, can't you picture that dog in your head?
I wonder if it's the same
just
dog.
Just like a cute little lady. Oh, love Dorothy. A dog I just made up in my head.
It has a pointy face.
Definitely.
Okay.
But a little bit of curly hair.
Yeah.
Dorothy.
Yep. What are your feelings on Marilyn Monroe?
Fascination.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like most of culture.
Are you different from Elton John in that you wish she were dead?
No.
Okay.
I think she had a very difficult life.
I gave the answer. I forgot.
Whatever, it's fine. Everyone fucking knew this one. I do think the Kennedys killed her.
Oh.
Whether directly or indirectly, I don't know. Indirectly.
Do you think, based on this, your love of the birds aren't real thing,
in that, like, I'm a conspiracy?
You think in like 20 years you'll get into the queue of that era?
No. Because also, to be fair, I think birds are fake as a bit.
Yeah.
And
she admitted it.
And I do think, and politicians being corrupt is not a bit. That's facts.
I mean, your logic is faultless.
The Kennedy family, yikes.
Well, I mean, let's give this new guy a shot. We don't know. He might be okay.
Right. Yeah, no, I...
Oh, the Batman song.
Nope.
Oh, what?
No, I don't think this is the Batman song, is it? No. Is it?
I think this is in The Batman.
Okay, The Batman.
I could be wrong.
Hold on. Hold, please.
I am willing to admit that based on those four notes...
You're wrong.
Okay.
You're close, but you're wrong.
Okay.
I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's not. Yeah, you're wrong, but it's, yeah.
Okay.
You're on the right track.
Okay. Meow, 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 woof. I know this from Guitar Hero.
You know the song title?
I will.
What were we talking about? Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, like, I've watched many a doc.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have. We had a commemorative plate of her.
Cool.
In my house growing up.
Was she married to Arthur Miller? Yes, right?
Yep. I think
but
that
in
was
love
her...
with Joe DiMaggio.
I think Arthur Miller was her last marriage.
I believe you might be correct. Just love it, you know? We just love an American tragedy.
Yeah. And an American dynasty.
Yeah, we do. Can't wait for the Gilded Age to be back, baby.
Is that soon?
Yeah, it's in October.
I don't think that feels like a fall show to me. Am I
when
crazy?
Is it?
Spring.
Yeah. To be fair, I think that's when it came out last time, season one. Because I was watching it after I had my knee surgery.
Mm.
And I had to keep going back and rewatching episodes because I was high on Percocet.
That's a good way to get
and
more
mileage.
And I could
not focus.
Were you a Downton person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Gilded Age more, but that's because I like that. I like American history more.
You're still mad at England for stealing our sport.
Yeah. No, I like, it's also like, I like New York City history, number one, and Gilded Age is that. And I like, I just like American history. Because I'm a fucking dork.
Right.
Love it. And Christine Baranski, baby.
How can you go wrong?
You can't.
And Meryl Streep's daughter, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Correct.
I can't think of the title, but I have a really funny alternate, so I'm going to go with the joke answer.
Okay.
Are you like some trivia host where you give a point if it's funny?
Sure.
That always makes me mad. I've never successfully been on the same wavelength as a trivia master and gotten a point for being funny, even though my answers are good.
Okay, this song's too long.
Okay. Confirming my theme choice. Funny.
That's why this one was last.
Yep, makes sense. Good song. And timely for where we are right now.
I was on set for the 21st of September.
Mm-hmm.
Kept playing the song. That's all.
There you go. There is a Guardians of the Galaxy themed ride at mm-hmm. Walt Disney World
mm-hmm.
where like each time you ride it, you might get a different 70s song to yep. accompany it. And on the September 21st, they only played the
That's
song.
That's very funny.
Yep. Obviously.
This one is very obvious, so yeah. I feel like we can start going through.
I do want to just quickly plug good old Demi DiJuibes. If you've never seen it,
you've got to go watch all
of
them.
First of all, welcome to the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ended up in our podcast, but yeah, Google his September 21st videos because they
so
are
good.
The greatest thing
They're so
the
fun.
Internet has made.
So fun. Well, actually, first, would you like me to replay any songs for you?
I do need to hear number one again. Bass. Mm-mm. Bass guitar.
That bass does sound like Green Day. You're not wrong.
Okay. And that drum. Oh, God damn it. What are you saying there? Do you not hear any Weezer there?
Nope.
Okay.
This sounds just too hard to be sound like Weezer to me.
I don't know. Okay. I'm not going to get this one.
Okay. Any others?
I feel like I have all the titles of Taylor Swift songs that I know in my brain and nothing's coming to mind.
Great. Are you ready for the point? Oh, no. You tell me what you have for the artist and song.
Okay.
Miss Murder.
No. Wait, it's called Miss Murder?
The name of the song is Miss Murder.
Okay.
And what did you have? Nothing.
Blank.
Yeah. Okay, what did you have for the artist?
I just wrote The Cure. I know it's not them.
It is AFI, which stands
fire
for
inside. Damn it. Good hiding there.
Because
that was throwing me off.
Uh-huh.
Good. I never
would. Okay, so 0 points.
0 points. This is Waterloo
yep.
by the band. I've never said it out loud. Abbe?
Correct.
This is Taylor Swift.
Yep.
I wrote Welcome to Earth instead of Welcome to New York.
No. Incorrect. Welcome to Earth.
I wrote Miss Americana.
That is the title.
Yeah.
Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
Heartbreak Prince. I'm still not.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, that. Okay. You've confused me now.
Okay. Title is Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Did I get Taylor Swift?
Yes.
All right.
Hold on.
Yes. Okay.
Fight. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't skip far enough.
We're getting to the title. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's also a good couple's costume to the Eras tour.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That is good. I like that. Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yes.
Is this Pat Benatar?
Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's.
Okay. Ooh, she went solo that early?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Belinda.
Yeah. Okay.
This is The Wind.
Yep.
By Yousef Islam.
Mm-hmm. Cat Stevens also.
I don't know who that is.
Is acceptable.
This is Harry Styles. With the Watermelon Sugar.
Correct. Oh, I gotta know what you said for this.
Is it Mitski?
Nope.
Damn.
Close though. Waxahachie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them live. Her live.
Her, yeah. Katie Crutchfield. Song title?
Something on Fire.
Just Fire.
Oh, okay.
So you get it.
Okay. Phew. Elton John, Candle in the Wind.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Is it Nirvana?
Yes.
Is it? I know it's not. This is, of course, The Man Who Sold the Earth.
No, it's Heart-Shaped Box.
Okay.
Okay.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Is it just, do you remember?
No.
Is it?
September.
It's just, oh, September.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So how many points do you have right now?
I don't know. I thought you were counting.
Oh, so you got...
zero in the
Waterloo,
first
Waterloo, ABBA, Taylor Swift, Heaven Has a Place on Earth.
Both points
Cassie
there.
Cassie Winds in the Wind, both Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar, Fire, Candle in the Wind, Elton John.
Nirvana. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. You got 18 points.
Okay.
Of 20. That's not bad. And
not
then
bad.
The theme.
Is it just the elements? Like the ascent, like Earth. I initially wrote Earth, Wind, Fire. Mm-hmm. But that you added heart, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's the Captain Planet rings.
Yes! Woo!
I get it now.
Captain Planet!
Yes, Earth. Earth was throwing me off.
Yeah.
Earth. No, I got that part because I got the
Earth,
man, the Earth.
Wind, fire, water,
heart.
I think that's harder than elements because heart is...
Yes.
Throws you.
That's the fifth element.
Yeah. So there's... two of each in here.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've already forgot. Oh, a fire inside. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fun theme. Good
yes.
work. Listeners, say your scores.
Please.
Here.
And tell us if this was fun.
Yeah.
Because I had fun doing it.
And we're doing one more.
We have to.
Sorry, it's only fair.
Yeah, we have to.
Maybe we won't release it if you really hated
this. If you really hated it.
But,
you know.
I think it was fun. We love you.
Bye. Go Bills.
Go Bills.